read right out of the oath.
Okay. But literally, Chazal seems to be saying that the Lechem Apanim had this absolute miracle. And Gemara says, Kisiduro kach siluko. That just as when it was placed, it was fresh and warm, so too a week later, when it was taken off to be eaten by the Kahanim, the Lechem Apanim was fresh and warm. But the Gemara says what this was all about. This was how they used to tell the Ole Regel, look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Laharos chibasan shel Yisrael. They used to show the Shulchan and the Lechem Aponim to all the Ole Regel. The Kahanim would say, Ru'u chibaskem lefnei hamakor, shesilukar kisidura. But the Lechem Aponim is fresh and warm as it comes off, like it was a whole week earlier when it was placed on the Shulchan. Now the Shulchan represents the dignity of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. The blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. So not only does He provide for us, but He provides for us in a way that shows His love, that shows that He's giving us this lechem, and that all of the lechem that we have, all the mezonos, all the parnasa, comes from Shemayim, and comes with such love, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu proffers everything that He gives us. But why is it that this specifically is in something called Lechem HaPanim? And what the Sfasemis now tells us is a whole new idea in why it's called Lechem HaPanim. Now Rashi, of course, tells us Lechem HaPanim because it had a side and then another side at the other end facing up, meaning it was a bread with a flat bottom and then two movements up on either end, a face of the bread, if you will. But now the Sfasemis says, based on this Gemara that tells us that this is all about the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and how He gives for us whatever we need and how He provides, and that it's an expression of such chiba, so now we look at this and we look at the words Lechem HaPanim and we look at it in a new way. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu zon es ha'olam kula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, as the Gemara says, from the smallest and most infinitesimally negligible ant or insect, to the largest and to the most voraciously hungry creature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for everything and all in between. But there are all kinds of recipients. The beneficiaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benefaction are varied, and they're not all the same. Meaning, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it. What kind of graciousness is involved in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. Very different. Very different from person to person. Certainly from nation to nation. There are those who are given what they need backhandedly, offhandedly. It's not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, shows Himself personally involved in it. The classic example, of course, is Nachash. Nachash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can take whatever you'll find, derive whatever you will from the earth itself. I want nothing to do with you. I'm not going to have to, I don't want to have to provide for you. Don't want to interact. That's a classic unit. But the idea here is that you can have all kinds of recipients who happen to benefit from something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides it in a particular way and has it come to a particular place. And then, circumstantially, it also happens to end up on somebody else's plate, but not so much directly from Shemayim, not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, interacting with this person or this nation, but by and by, as the beneficence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael, as it flows through what we receive here in Eretz Yisrael, the Shefa comes down to this Olam HaAsiyah, to our lowly physical world, but it comes because of us, and it becomes something that circumstantially also feeds all the other people of the world. That's what the Sfasemis means when he says, Yesh shinizanim kalachayad, u'b'nei Yisrael mekablin hamazayim panim bepanim. In the case of B'nei Yisrael, we're mekabel the mazon face to face. That's why it's called lechem hapanim. Kenyan sh'amru. As Chazal tell us, this is in Yerushalmi in Arlo, Perek Aleph. Man the ochel, the lav, delay. When you have something that's provided and you are given a gift, but it's really not yours, and you didn't do anything to earn it, to deserve it, but it le'istakulida, then you are embarrassed. There's a certain shame. You don't look at that person and say proudly, thank you, but more humbly, even with certain embarrassment, you say, wow, I know this isn't coming to me. And it brings about not so much joy in what you have, but at the same time, a profound sense of sadness and humility, because I know it's not coming to me. It's called Naham Dikisufa. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us, this is the greatest hatava, the greatest gift. This is explained to us by the Ramchal, the Das Tfunas. Ramchal says, the gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael is that when we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, so there's a response from Shemayim, and what we are given and what we are provided can then be understood as something that we actually somewhat earned. It's not given with the sense of indignity. Here, I know you need it, so here. You didn't deserve it, you didn't earn it, it's not coming to you, but I care about you, I'll give it to you. No. In the case of Klal Yisrael, we have mitzvahs, we have ma'asim tovim. Of course, the ultimate reward for that is in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we don't want to have Olam Haba that's given to us for free. Oh, you know, here, I love you, so I'm giving you a place near me and near the glory of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world to come. Chalila. It has to be that this is something we worked. I worked hard to achieve that place where it'll be in Olam Haba. And in Olam Hazeh, it's the truth as well. We have a different kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to how He provides for us. And in a completely different year, not in Emor and not in Tov Reish Nun Vav. It's actually in Pinchas, Tov Reish Lamed Hei, many years earlier. He says in the name of his grandfather, the Kedush Yerim, who really taught him and raised him, on the Pasuk, which many of us say every day, at least once, not twice a day, about the Tumid, the Karban HaTumid. Es Karbani Lachmi L'Ishai Reach Nicha Echi Tishmanu L'Hakrev Libim Mo'yadah. Kedush Yerim said that there is two ways through which Shefa, through which HaKadosh Baruch, whose goodness flows to us. One is because He created all humankind. Mitzad HaBriya, in the words of the Rim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zon Es B'riyotah. But then there's a whole other path. And that's where it's B'schus Ma'asim Tovim Shel Yisrael. And B'schus Ma'asim Tovim Shel Yisrael, the world is Nizan, not just us, but everybody else as well. And then the Rim says, that's the meaning of Es Karbani Lachmi L'Ishai. The Lechem that I am giving you should be in response to what you do and accomplish as I wish for me. Reach Nichayach Yishel Hashem. I want to be giving it to you. I want the lechem you received from me to be as something you've earned it, something that's coming to you because of the nature of the relationship, because of all of what you've done, and in all of your devotion, you've earned this. And then it's Reach Nichayach. That's what he's asking for in that pasuk. L'reach Nichayach Yishel Hashem. That everything that comes to us should be coming to us because of how we are serving him. So Lechem HaPanim now represents the fact that in the case of Klal Yisrael, the mazon, the parnasa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us, is given with a love and with an interaction and with a certain face-to-face presence of the one who's giving and the one who's receiving. And without any of the embarrassment of Nahama the Kisufa. Without the man, the akhil, the lav, the lay, bahis, the stakulibe. We have no sense of embarrassment when we receive all that we receive, so much good from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lochei nikra, in the middle of the fifth line, v'lochei nikra lechem haponim. That's why it's called lechem haponim. Shehu hamazin hamayuchad l'bnei Yisrael. The lechem haponim on the shulchan, it represented the fact that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does by giving us our parnosa, our mazon, is meyuchad l'bnei Yisrael. It's given in a way that's different from the way it's provided to any other person, to any other people. Kainin shekasu, as the pasuk says, ufanisi aleichem. This is, of course, in Parshas Chukosai, in the brachos, ufanisi aleichem. I will be turned toward you. My face will be facing you. V'hifreisi eschem, v'hirbeisi eschem, v'hakimoisi esbrisi eschem. All those brachos are beginning with ufanisi, turned. Lachem apanim is expressive of the fact that we have a relationship where what's on our shulchan, in all of our homes, is provided with tanur, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu looking, facing us, smiling, giving us, and we not having to be embarrassed as we receive it. And that's why Lechem Apanim specifically is meyuchad to Bnei Yisrael. It's a mitzvah for us, and it's a mitzvah for us that involves, as implied by the Svasamis elsewhere, the parnasa of the rest of the world is connected to it. Ubiyana Shabbos, it specifically is placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos. And where? In the Beis HaMikdash. And then he says, Kemosh Mevuah B'Makom Acher. That's in Emor Tov Reish Nun Beis. I did not photocopy it, but I'll read it to you, or just say it in translation, on the words, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchem. It must be placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Now, understand, to put Parnasa on the table on Shabbos is counterintuitive. We know, we've learned since we're small children, that the Lechem Aponim was placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos. But tell me, when do you make Parnasa? When was the bread baked? Erev Shabbos, according to most Muslims. Right? So, you're putting it on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Why? Because you would think that all the other 6 days of the week, well, that's how you make a living. And that's how you receive blessing from Shemayim. It's all interactive, of course. But it's all because of what you work. Your work is terribly important. And Shabbos is a day of rest. And the answer, ultimately, is, yeah, you have to do your work. And Shabbos is a day of rest. But what you do with that Shabbos and that Kedusha of Shabbos, you see, that's the source of everything that comes to us in the next 6 days or in the 6 days that came before the Shabbos. In the words of the Svasambis, in preparation and base, Shabbos Yarchenu, the Torah says, put the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan on Shabbos. V'hu Eidus, ki Hashefa Yereg B'Shabbos. That day is the day when the Shefa comes to the world. Al Kol Yimei HaMaaseh, for the sake of all the other days. Keeping that Shabbos, being Mekadosh that Shabbos, means you understand how things come from Shemayim and materialize in this Olam HaAsiyah, in this physical world. And that's from completely non-physical roughness and from what we offer up and from the energy we invest and from the energy and through the kaifes of Kedusha that we are mashpia so that Shemayim can respond and be mashpia in turn. V'chi ha-shefa yoreid, secondly, mi-beit ha-mikdash. The shefa is coming from Eretz Yisrael and specifically through the avodah done in the Beis HaMikdash. L'chol ha-makaymes. To all the other places in the world. That's what the Svasemes means here. When he says, yes, it has to be Bnei Yisrael, the holy Bnei Yisrael bring Mazon to the world, they do it on Shabbos, meaning because of the Kedusha of Bnei Yisrael on Shabbos, and because of what Shabbos represents, and understanding that the Shabbos is the source of bracha, much more than the material work that we have to do, that's just a hechitzis. That's a hishtaglus we have to make. Otherwise, you know, miracles? No, we don't believe in miracles. I mean, we believe in miracles, but we don't rely upon them. And in the Beis HaMikdash, because these are the sources of all the good that flows to this world. Now, what he goes on to say is now a fascinating thing. He talks about the fact that this miracle that Chazal talked about is that the lechem somehow didn't change. That it was warm, that it was fresh. And what he goes now on to say is that the idea of change is something that's very, very much associated with the created world, everything Hashem has created, people, animals, inanimate objects, they're all in a state of change. Some faster, some slower. He says as follows, V'hinei ba'olam hazeh, takach ha-shemesh, yesh l'chol habruim shinuyim. There's always change to everything that's created. Everything is in motion and everything is constantly changing. Changing first for the better, and then it becomes weaker, and it degrades. Everything is changing. Therefore, everything in the spiritual world, the higher worlds, they are called Oindin, the famous Pasuk in Zechariah, the Tachtoinim Mahalk. We, here below, we are Mahalk. We are moving, we're changing. Now, it doesn't mean it's in a bad way, but eventually, Ki Hakol, Hayamin Ha'afar, V'Hakol Shor El Ha'afar. Everything came from dust and returned. From things that are not even alive, like the earth itself, come nutrients. And then plant life.
Umitzameach, from that plant life, nizin hachai. We have living creatures that eat and live and grow. Umichai, medaber. And then man consumes those living creatures. V'hakol lemisa holkin. But ultimately the cycle ends with everything coming to an end. Ubavur hamisa ein amid ba'olam. Misa makes sure that no, nothing is permanent. But if something is fully connected to the source of all of creation, to the Sheirish, if something is fully connected, there is no shinu, there are no changes, no alterations, there are no iterations that are completely different from what was before. Like Chazal tell us, a malach is always a power, a force. And a malach that a particular kind of messenger or kind of shlipas is this malach's purview, then that's what that kind of a malach is. Because there are no shinuyim, but it's permanent. Lochein kemoshen nisdar halachem nishar kach. That's the message of the lechem not changing. The lechem stays warm because that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us and with providing for us is like that which he does in maintaining the higher forms of life and powers of Kedusha that are not even physical, that are Omdim and not Mahalchim, that are always the same, never weakened, never changed, always prime and at their best. And that's what this represents as well. This staying warm or staying fresh represents the fact that there's a connection that Klal Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shairish, and that connection means we're connected to there where nothing changes. We're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to that eternity, to that permanent glory that defies the normal processes of chemistry or biology, where everything is going to be breaking down or changing because everything is finite. But no, not Klal Yisrael. That's not the kind of relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol Avraham Shemizkavim L'Sherish Ein Behem Shinui. L'Chein K'moshe Nisdar HaLechem. That's why, just as it was warm, that lechem remains that way. Nishar Kach B'Lishi. It does not change. V'Zeh HaYeh Eidus L'Vnei Yisrael. That's the Eidus. Shehagam Shehalechem Kvar Na'aseh Bo. Kama Shinuyim. Bread requires so much work. Look how much we do. How much it means to take the seed, put it in the ground, harvest, and then thresh, and then take the grain, and take off the husks, and do all of the malachas. I mean, the siddur, the path, the lamatas malachas, occupies such a huge place in all of the malachas of Shabbos, because till you are mekayim, hamoytzi lechem min haaretz, there are so many steps, so many shinuyim. And ironically, or very pointedly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but yeah, that's, if it's lechem that's not mine, but if it's the lechem that's mine, that we, you, and I, Klal Yisrael, share, Hashem says, then there's no shinur. It's not subject to that natural order in which things degrade or get old or stale, because there's an eternal relationship that I have with Yisrael. We are able to cause things to somehow have a permanence, taking all things, even the bread we eat, lifting it, connecting it to its roots, to its source, the nifshat mikol hashinuyim. And now it's free of all of those changes that indicate something less than eternal love, eternal value, eternal holiness. Am Yisrael is so bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even the food we eat can become food that somehow is different from any other food. It doesn't change, because our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of such closeness, and we bring up and lift up and connect even the mundane, even the food we eat is about that eternal relationship, unchanging relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Shabbos is all about. What is Shabbos? Leave the world alone! Don't change the world! Leave it. It's as is. It's me'ein olam haba. There is something about this world that is forever. There is something about this world and about the people, Am Yisrael, in this world that will not change, that will not degrade, that will not go away, that is permanent, and that's always with me, says Hashem.
That's what Shabbos stands for. Am Yisrael stands for that mitzvah. That's what Menuchas Shabbos. V'zeh inyan Menuchas HaShabbos. Kedeksiv. Al yaitze ish mimakamak. Don't change your place. He uses that pasuk very, very pointedly. Because he means, again, we don't have to be always changing. Not mahalchim. We are like malachim who are oindim. Unbelievable drasha he's saying on Al yaitze ish mimakamak. Because on Shabbos, we are like the malachi hasharis themselves. I mean, what does it mean a person has a neshama yaseder on Shabbos? What does that mean? It means that the person is defying his mortal nature. The Jew is in defiance of mere mortal flesh and blood when he is celebrating the Shabbos. And he's given that neshama yaseder. And so he uses that pasuk, Al yaitze ish mimakamak, because you're now in the realm, like Malachim of Oimdin, instead of Malachim.
Instead of, you don't have free will choice.
Right?
The Malachim Oimdin don't have free will choice.
Right. We always have free choice, of course. But there's an aspect of being beyond the subject of change, meaning where change is something that includes ultimately being degraded, ultimately not having permanence and not having eternity. It's something about Klal Yisrael as a nitzchias that defies those shinuyim. That's what he means. Of course we have bechira and we have to always continue to grow. And that's what it means, but we have to be mahalachim. We have to be movers. We have to be moving, growing, evolving, improving. But at the same time, we have to recognize that as created, you know, biological creatures, we also have the processes that all of the physical world. No! We can defy those processes. At least, our nature is not held back by the fact that we are a created flesh and blood being. There's something about us in Klal Yisrael that makes us greater and gives us a permanent place, if you will, of Kedusha, like that of those who are Oimdim. And Shabbos is such a time. After all, in Elam Haba, right, that a person's place is that person's place, and it's not finite, it's forever.
Shabbos is Oimdim rather than mentioned.
I'm sorry?
Shabbos is Oimdim rather than mentioned.
The Shabbos gives us a time and a setting, a certain character of being greater than that which is always changing and always subject to changes. And not always are those changes leading to what's positive. The changes physically ultimately lead all to the end of all things. Except Klal Yisrael has an itzchias in defiance of those shinuyim. And that's hinted to in the pasuk of Al Yaitze Ish Mimakamak, because you're able to come to a place that's permanently, gloriously holy on Shabbos. V'lochein nesru ha-malachis b'Shabbos. That's why malachis are us. Because malachis are b'chinas ha-shinuyim. Malachis are, I'm changing. But there's something greater than constant. Greater than constant change is coming to a certain place and being of a certain character that's greatness and with Hashem and of Eibach forever. V'ha-shabbos hu yoyim menucha v'lochein hu me'ein olam haba. And he goes on, explains also that that's why we have to say divrei Torah when we eat, and that's why we make it into like karban chalila. It shouldn't be like zifkei mason without divrei Torah being spoken, because that is what lifts up that which we do in the most mundane. Eating of food is so holy, and it's lechem haptonim, the active time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is facing us and giving and providing for us, and providing for us as we deserve and earn it through the mitzvahs, the relationship we have with Him, which is why it's called Lechem Haponim, and why it's so important to remember and read in this week's Parsha what it is that Parnassah of Klal Yisrael is all about, and what Parnassah therefore is brought to the rest of the world through us as well. Good Shabbat, everybody. Good Shabbat. Thank you. Thank you.